good evening. You're listening to the Trust the Wizards podcast. This is one of our special mini podcasts on the occasion of the Wizards going to see the wonderful Handsome Family playing in Liverpool tonight. My name is Chirizo Garbanzo. I am one of the three Wizards. The other two, you'll be hearing from the other two, Kicker of Elves and Rebel Wicket, very soon. Unfortunately, I am not going to this gig tonight. I did have a ticket, but I have to travel to another part of the country to attend a funeral tomorrow. So, regrettably, I won't be able to go to the gig. But I thought I'd say a few words to introduce the podcast about the Handsome Family. And although I won't be going, I still have some kind of requests and things that I would hope to hear if I was going. So I thought I'd do that. For those of you who don't know the Handsome Family, they are a band built around a married couple from, I believe, Albuquerque in the USA, Brett and Rennie Sparks. They both play. Rennie writes the lyrics, and very wonderful esoteric lyrics they are as well. Brett is the main singer, although Rennie does some singing as well. They've made quite a few albums now. They've got a new album coming out, which will be on sale tonight. I was hoping to pick it up there, but I won't be able to. If I was going to the gig tonight, I would be wishing I could hear some of the songs off the new album. Myself and Kicker went to see them about a year ago in Liverpool at a different venue, and they played about five or six new songs, and they were all absolutely tremendous. So I'm very much looking forward to hearing the new album. As well as that, some other particular favourites of mine. My favourite album by the Handsome Family is one called Last Days of Wonder, which came out about 6 or 7 years ago. I would like to hear them play some songs off that. All the Time in Airports is a big favourite of mine. Hunter Green, Your Great Journey Has Begun is a wonderful song. And the first song I heard by the Handsome Family, the song that initially alerted me to their wonderful music, was a song called After We Shot the Grizzly, which is a wonderful and very funny song. Lots of humour in many of their lyrics. Also, the last album they released was called Honeymoon, and any other songs off that would be great to hear as well. One particular song that last time we went to see them, I put in a request via their Facebook page for them to play a song called Cathedrals, which is off an album called Through the Trees. It's a wonderfully romantic song about sort of grand structures in Cologne, the cathedral, in fact, and disused fairgrounds in Wisconsin, and it's just a fantastic song. And I'm happy to say that at the last performance in Liverpool, they did play that song, and it was great to hear it. Before they played it, Brett, who was kind of grumbling and mumbling a bit about, oh, do we have to play this song? It's got lots of chords in it, and but they did play it and play it very well. So after the gig, I went and spoke to Brett and sort of apologised, saying, look, I'm the man who asked to play, asked you to play Cathedrals. And he wasn't like his rather somewhat drunk, somewhat grumpy, grouchy stage persona. He wasn't like that at all in real life, I'm pleased to report. He was a very avuncular, very friendly chap. And he said, oh, you know, don't worry about it. We then had a conversation about the new stuff and how he had to strike a balance between new stuff and old stuff. And he pointed at my Elvis Costello t-shirt that I was wearing at the time from the Revolver tour, and we discussed how Elvis had the right idea with his spinning wheel thing to choose the set list, so, you know, no one can moan saying, oh, well, there's too much new stuff, or he didn't play enough of the old hits. Anyway, I'm going on a bit now, so I shall stop. I'd just like to say to Kicker and Rebel, I hope you have a great evening. I know you will have a great evening, and I look forward to hearing your review on the website very soon. Over and out.
Good evening and welcome, everybody. We're here for another Trust the Wizards Outside broadcast, and I'm here with the esteemed wizard himself, Mr. Kicker of Elves.
Good evening and welcome to Kicker's Place.
Indeed, I say it's an outside broadcast, we're not actually outside.
No.
So already it's an illusion and a fraud.
It's a lie.
It's a complete lie. Yeah. Now, we perhaps should say that we should be with Mr. Garbanzo again.
Once again, he's let us down.
He has, really. I don't really know what's going on in that man's life.
He's just too good a Samaritan.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I shouldn't really criticise him, as he had a recent bereavement. Don't say that the wrong way.
No. He's been a good lad.
Shall we move on?
Yeah, let's move on. Yeah.
So what's the concert tonight, Mr. Ells?
Well, we're going to go and see the Handsome Family at the Casimir here in Liverpool.
The mighty Casimir? Have I been there before?
You have been there before, yeah. You've seen...
Always useful to know.
You've seen Ruddy Frame there.
Oh, is it that one?
Yeah.
That's a tremendous venue.
It's a great venue, and it's the only venue in Liverpool, as far as I'm aware, that trusts the punters enough to let them have bottles of beer.
This is true, yeah. Mm. Well, and that's probably not wise in this city.
Well, no, but I don't think anyone's going to throw a bottle at the Handsome Family. I mean,
probably not.
Brett himself is a man you wouldn't want to mess with. In fact, I wouldn't want to mess with Rennie either. Yeah, Rennie either.
Is that a name?
That's not a stage name, no.
No, it is a fantastic place, and it's got a balcony all the way around, and it's very much like the Globe in London.
Oh, so if
Shakespeare's
gaff. Well, I think they'd be very pleased to hear you think it's like that. But yeah, no, it's a great venue, and I think we've seen other gigs there, but I can't remember what off the top of me.
You're right, actually, and neither can I. So moving on to the Handsome Family themselves.
Yes.
What's the backstory?
Well, this is very exciting, isn't it? Because we've seen the Handsome Family, I've seen the Handsome Family a number of times.
I can't remember. I've seen them twice.
At least once before. But yeah, married couple.
Indeed.
Gothic country, I'd describe it as, really.
Very, very strange.
Mm.
A very strange couple playing extremely strange music, I think.
Mm. I mean, some of the songs are very straightforward country songs, but with the darkest lyrics you could possibly imagine.
Mm, yeah, yeah. They're very slow, aren't they? That's what struck me. Well, they never really speed up.
Well, I think that's a fair call. They're slow songs, I think you could describe as slow, and their quicker songs are generally quicker.
They're quicker, but they're never fast.
No, all right. Well, interesting though.
I know that's a pretty superficial way of looking at music.
Well, if you think about where they started from, I discovered the Handsome Family actually from a compilation called New Sounds of the Old West or Old Sounds of the New West, something like that, on Loose Records. Some quite interesting artists on there. But they had a song on there called Moving Furniture Around.
Oh yeah!
Now
yeah,
that's quite a quick song, really, for them.
Yes, yeah. For them it is.
But their first album, which was Odessa, which we've mentioned on the pod before,
we have,
does have a few sort of rocking numbers on it.
Upbeat numbers, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I discovered them, and I'm not even sure even now I have discovered them. But it was Christy Moore playing Butterfly.
Yes, or So Much Wine, which is the...
Is that what it's actually called?
Well, I think he called it Butterfly, but it's So Much Wine.
Oh, right, I see. Yeah. And I was so ignorant of this, because sadly, anyone who follows these podcasts will know that...
You know nothing about music.
I know very little about music, though. And I usually find out most things by being dragged to gigs by you.
Yes, that's right.
Or being given music by you.
Yes.
So when we went to see... The Handsome Family, I thought, oh, they're playing a Christy Moore song.
Mm, you did say that.
And I'm saying, listen.
Thank God you didn't shout it out, because it would have been yet another
faux pas
thrown out of.
Yeah, no, I managed to contain myself. I just turned around to you and Mr. Garbanzo and said, look, Christy Moore cover.
Yeah.
And of course it wasn't.
No, we were a little bit disappointed with that. But yeah, that's a great song, and I do hope they play that tonight. I mean, they generally do. There are a number of songs that are absolute classics. Like there's So Much Wine, Weightless Again, I'm sure you'd recognise.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah, called The Bottomless Hole.
Now I know that.
Arlene.
No.
Don't remember Arlene? No, I think they'll probably play these. These are all songs that I would like to hear. But I've been listening to them this week, actually. I've gone back over the discography. Listen to them, of course, in chronological order.
Of course, yeah. You've got to have some discipline to this, haven't you?
Absolutely.
Otherwise, it's pointless.
And I've very much produced my own family favourites, or handsome family favourites, you see what I've done there.
Clever. It's not just thrown together, is it?
No. So, I mean, songs, for example, like Giant Ant, which, because their new album's all about animals, I'm thinking they might play Giant Ant.
Is it off the new album?
No, it's off the first album.
And it's a theme with them, isn't
They've
it?
They've got quite a lot of
Well, particularly insects.
Yes, they are.
I know, as I was saying that I knew very little about them apart from being dragged to concerts, but when I did get dragged to a concert, I was stunned. I was particularly stunned by the description of the lives of spiders given to us by Rennie.
Mm.
Sex and death,
Yeah.
Spiders are all about sex and death. Mm. And then she proceeds to explain why spiders are about sex and death.
Mm.
And then Brett, to picture the handsome family, you got Rennie, who is pretty good looking, isn't she?
Oh, yeah.
You know,
a handsome woman.
A handsome woman. Ruby red lips, yeah. Dark, long black hair, high cheekbones.
Mm.
Good looking woman.
Yeah.
Brett, not so good looking.
No, of the two.
If you had to choose.
He would be second choice.
He's a burr, isn't he?
He's a great big bloke, yeah.
And he looks like he looks like where he comes from. I don't know where they come from, but I imagine it's somewhere country in America.
You'd think they're probably from Tucson or somewhere like that.
Yeah, he looks like he comes from Tucson, Arizona.
I don't know if he does.
And Rennie doesn't.
No. But they work very well together. Of course, the interesting thing about them is that he sings all the songs, but she writes all the lyrics.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is...
I thought it was particularly endearing.
Mm.
When she described the sex life of spiders for 5 minutes, he just stood there. And then when she finished, he just said, "You're weird." And carried on to play the song.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's part of the joy of seeing the Handsome Family as well, isn't it? The in-between song banter.
The interplay, yeah.
It's great. It's very entertaining.
Well, they're like a cabaret.
Yeah, they are. Well, I don't know who's in the band or whether they've got a band with them tonight.
Don't understand they need one. No. Because she's his multi-instruments. He's multi-instrumentist, isn't she?
Okay.
I did like the way she pulled out all sorts of strange instruments was describing them to us and the sounds they might make.
Well, I think, and she does sing on some songs as well, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And I think her vocals do add.
No, they're moving on to your...
Oh, shall I go back to my list? Yeah,
absolutely.
So anyway, talk about Giant Ant. But the song that's really stuck in my head the most this week... has been Everything That Rises Must Converge.
I think I've heard that.
Oh, it's a fantastic song. Yeah. So if you it sort of equates people to umbrellas, which, you know, there's not enough of that in modern
songs. Absolutely. No, people don't do that enough. And it's an obvious link.
Yeah, that's right. So I'd really like to hear that. Then moving on to the Milk and Scissors album, Drunk by Noon, which is a song that they probably will
not
play.
Not that one.
The Dutch Boy... The House Carpenter, I'd really like to hear that. The song about Amelia Earhart. Great songs, all these.
Who's she?
Woman, female pilot.
Okay.
Flew across the Atlantic. I believe.
Just thinking about that, human beings' umbrellas. Because sometimes we open up, don't we?
Oh.
And sometimes we offer shelter.
Well, I think the I can't remember exactly what the
we were nylon.
The opening line is, but some folks are like umbrellas and they just sort of pass through your life without meaning anything. And others, you know.
So it's more, even more figurative than that, then.
Yeah, no, it's not quite as
it's not as literal as I was taking it.
Some people look like umbrellas, is not the line, no.
Okay.
No.
But moving on to the third album.
Yeah, then we've got the next album was Through the Trees, which has got the Great Weightless again.
Yeah.
But also the song The Giant of Illinois, which is about
him.
What was his name? I can't remember his name. But for years, I think he's just been beaten fairly recently. But he was always the tallest man in the world.
Yeah. That Illinois guy.
You from Illinois?
Yeah, we can move on.
Yeah. Then in the air, So Much Wine. Obviously, you've got to hear that.
Yeah.
Poor Lenore, which I've been listening to this week, which I really like. The Twilight album actually was the one that came next. Is one that I haven't really listened to very much. But
it's not a soundtrack album for a film, that.
No, it's not.
Okay.
I think I've seen that film. It's got the Snow White Diner as the opening track on that, and that's a fantastic song.
The Snow White Diner.
So I'd like to hear that. Mm-hmm. Then Singing Bones album, that's got The Bottomless Hole on it. Well, it's a classic, isn't it? Last Days of Wonder, we've got All the Time in Airports, which you might know.
No.
They've definitely played that before when we've seen them. After We Shot the Grizzly, they sometimes play that. Beautiful William, which is a really interesting song as well.
No.
Mostly these songs are either about insects or death. Or
yeah, true, yeah, yeah. Or the death of insects.
Yeah, exactly. Then on their previous album, the one before the new one, which hasn't come out just yet, I don't think, Honeymoon, Darling My Darling, which is very much a song that you
Absolutely.
Have on a little playlist.
Absolutely, yeah, because they're very accessible, aren't they, these guys?
Oh, yeah.
We've contacted them a few times, and they've generally responded. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but I've got a campaign to compile a mixtape of songs that are all sung from the perspective of an ant.
Or a fly.
Oh, God, yeah, I got confused then.
Well, it's certainly an insect.
No, it's a fly.
It's a fly.
Let's be strict about this. And we're up to five now, aren't we?
Yeah.
And one of these is Darling, My Darling, because... Yeah. It sounds like it might be.
Yeah.
We wrote to them for confirmation because this is not an idle, you know, a bit of frivolity.
No, no.
This is science. And they confirmed yes.
They did, yes. And she's, as you say, they're very accessible. And, of course, if listener of the pod will recall that we've had a kicker's question about the Hanson family, which the answer of which was produced by Rennie.
Even though there was no answer.
Indeed.
She confirmed there was no answer, which was helpful.
Yeah, that was good. And actually, as part of my last correspondence with them, I did ask them, or ask her, whether they would play a Blind Willie Johnson cover, which I've got a bootleg recording of.
Oh,
which
right.
Which is the song John the Revelator.
And they said?
And she said, maybe.
Oh.
So,
but when she plays it, will she say, this is for Mr. Avells?
I think she might say, this is for the Wizards.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we will then jump up and identify ourselves.
I think
then.
We should identify
and
ourselves.
And we'll be invited on stage.
You'd like to think we would be.
Will we get a hug?
It could be the beginning of something special.
Very special.
Yeah. So we'll see. But that's a great song. I don't know if you know it's a sort of very old bluesy song. Oh, well, if they play it, then you'll hear it.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Okay then. Well, any other final business before we set off?
No, I don't think so. I think it's a shame that Chirito's not here, but you know, don't want to see him. We want to see the band, and they'll be there hopefully.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. See you later then, everybody, and we shall broadcast after the gig. And in this bit now, Mr. Garbanzo is going to say a few words. We might drop them in here,
okay.
But we'll certainly drop a song in, and then you'll hear us after that the song. So is there any idea what that the song should be?
Yeah, I think we should play Everything That Rises Must Converge.
So as soon as I stop talking, as if by magic, that the song that Mr. Avells just mentioned will start playing. I've not stopped talking just yet, because we'll...
Shut up.
We'll see you after the concert, and we'll talk more then. Goodbye. And we're back.
Yes, we are.
Indeed. We've just been to see the Hanson family and Snow Apple.
Snow Apple, that's right.
At the Zanzibar.
No.
Casimir.
That's right.
In the centre of Liverpool here. Yeah. And we're just going to talk about that for a minute. Snow Apple.
Yeah, they're all right. They were three Dutch girls.
Tall.
Well, they seemed very tall, but we were sat right under their noses. As you pointed out, we were looking up their noses, in fact.
Indeed. Well, let's start with that. The spec.
The spec. What a spec.
Very odd to walk into a place where there's about 20 seats in front of the stage with tails around them. So there's only 20 people can sit right in front of the stage. Of course.
Well, we were there.
To be fair, all the tables were taken.
Yeah, they were. Yeah. So we were so polite in asking for other people's chairs.
Yeah.
It wasn't a problem, was it?
Not at all.
And then we sat right in front of everybody else.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Probably obscured a few views there.
A little bit, yeah.
Never mind. All's fur in love and gigs. Yeah. But the place did fill up, didn't it?
It did. I think it was full. I'd say it was full. I reckon there was 100 people there.
Yeah, about 100 people, yeah. And then Snapple came on, so three Dutch girls.
Yeah.
And a pleasing palette of instruments, I thought.
Well, that's nice bit of onomatopoeia there.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. No, they were, and you know, the vocals worked well as well, harmonies.
Occasionally, they hit notes with the power that was quite alarming, really. You felt they might be opera singers or something like that.
Yeah, that's right. A couple of them did that, didn't they? They get the big singing bit.
But overall, I think probably how would you describe the music?
It's country.
Isn't
it? Yeah, it's fairly country.
It's strange, though.
Yeah, no, it's odd that the Dutch women would be singing American country
songs. I'm not sure it was American country, because the most striking song was the French one.
Well, it was in French, but it didn't sound French particularly, did it? Although it did have a
It sounded French to me.
It had an accordion on it. And
it had an accordion, yeah. It had a mandolin and a guitar.
And they had onions around their necks at the time, and the berets on, and
yes.
Constantly
saying, hohi, hohi, hohi.
I suppose it was quite French, yeah. No, they were all right, actually, though, weren't they? They were very pleasant to listen to.
Very good indeed, yeah. Yeah, but you've got to say, the main attraction didn't disappoint.
Didn't disappoint at all, no.
Now, what's the rules with ukuleles?
Now you say that because Rennie was playing described as a ukulele, but you said it was too big to be a ukulele.
Well,
it was a bass guitar, really, in effect, wasn't it?
Basically, it was either a big ukulele with big fat strings or a small bass guitar with reasonable size strings.
I think it was a big ukulele, and I think the only way to find out is to actually contact her. We forgot to ask them when we met.
You met them both at length.
I did, yes. No, I was having a nice chat at the end.
You conducted an interview about 20 minutes with them.
Well, with Brett particularly, Brett was, once again, the Kicker of Elves t-shirt was notable. As if you remember, Chuck enjoyed my Ian Hunter t-shirt.
Oh, right.
And Brett said, cool t-shirt, man. And that's my Big Star t-shirt.
Wow.
So that's two out of two. Oh, yeah.
We're going to do next time. But we've moved on a bit. So the songs they played.
Well, before we get on to any highlights particularly, they played quite a few songs, of course, off the new album.
Yeah.
And weren't they brilliant? Absolutely,
yes, they
superb.
They were
haunting.
Odd.
Yes.
Weird.
Yes. Everything you want from a Hanson family song, really.
And we have to give a message to. They clearly just landed in the country. I mean,
it's their first gig on the UK tour, wasn't it? They were saying.
First gig on the UK tour. They've been either they were in America 18 hours ago, or they've been in this country 18 hours. They couldn't quite decide.
No.
And it was odd at first, because on the third or fourth song, you noticed that Brett seemed to be lost.
Well, occasionally they were discombobulated, weren't they?
Very much so. Yeah. She was holding it together a bit better than he was.
Yeah, but he had the red stripe on the go.
Yes, he was drinking heavily.
Fair play. So were we. Well, so was I.
Yeah, so were you. Yeah. And there's some great interplay between them.
Well, as always, you know, the banter makes the gig in lots of ways, isn't it? Because we know the songs, the old songs, we've heard them all before. Yeah. They're all great. We know what to expect. But the banter, it's hilarious. I mean, it's like stand-up.
Yeah. And they started, I noticed when they started, they were both talking at the same time.
Yeah.
And you couldn't really tell.
No, that's true.
It took them a while to figure out that one of them had to shut up.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
To hear the
rest. Unfortunately, I can't recall any of the
Well, do you remember the moment when he said, let's sing it to one microphone?
Oh, yeah.
And she said, you just stay over yourself.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's true.
A nice moment of tension there.
Yeah, tenderness.
Yeah, tender tension. the reference to Top Cat. I've not heard people talk about Top Cat for a long time.
Well, yeah, that's true. Top Cat, and there's another cartoon character.
Deputy, no, hold on.
No.
Huckleberry Hound,
yeah.
Who she said he looked like, and to be fair, he does.
He does a bit, yeah.
But then she went on to talk about him being looking like Huckleberry Hound, wearing a bow tie, and I think a peaked cap, and nothing else.
Yes.
And that was a look that only a few people could carry off.
And she felt that Brett couldn't.
Yeah, she's probably right.
Yeah, I don't know.
And we did notice. I mean, he was looking awesome in a strange way tonight.
Low jeans.
Low-cut jeans. The Bricklayer's Bottom, I don't know if anyone's familiar with that.
You spotted that, didn't you?
Yeah, well, yeah, I couldn't avoid it. But that's one bad thing about being that close to the stage. But if that does happen, it's there in
your
face.
You know, that's all part of the charm. The ramshackleness of it, or if that's a word. But it was a fantastic gig once again. The songs were brilliant. Mm. And as soon as they started singing, you know, what I really like about that venue, people weren't talking. Mm. You know, they were listening to every word. And it was a very atmospheric performance.
Well, I was going to mention that if anyone thinks that going to see Swedish House Mafia is better than coming to a little gig like that and watching something as intimate as that, because your thing is, if you go
Swedish
to see
Swedish Mafia,
don't worry about it. Okay. Swedish House Mafia, like, known for their big shows.
Not
so, if you go to a 50,000 seater venue and they put this big show on, it looks big because you're a mile and a half away from the stage.
Right.
Truth is, if you're a yard and a half away from the stage, we were, human beings look even bigger than that. So you're wasting your money.
Yeah.
Oh, Swedish House Mafia. This was a massive gig.
It was. Being right under the band as they played.
Almost the sweat of Brett's hair was nearly flicking my legs.
Actually, I thought his hair looked good.
Did.
Good quiff.
Did. And the beard. I mean, there's just so much hair on one head.
Well, she was talking. She was envious of his beard.
She did say that.
She said
she wanted to grow a beard, didn't she?
Well, she basically said that if she had a beard, she would be so much more full of confidence.
You think a beard? As a
bearded man myself,
gives
I don't
you
agree. No. But hey ho. But yeah, let's get back to the gig. I mean, highlights. Many highlights. Of course, they played So Much Wine.
Yes,
which was a fantastic version of that.
Weightless again.
How probably good that was. Probably the favourite song of the night for me there.
Yeah,
but I really like the new ones. I have to say, I'm really looking forward. I've got the album on with me here, signed by both Brett and Rennie. So thanks for that.
So what did Rennie write?
She wrote Heart Rennie, which is nice. Mm-hmm. And Brett not only signed it but numbered it as number 8. But I also bought the book that goes with the album. And this is very exciting because obviously we mentioned the Trust the Wizard podcast to the band. They said, of course, we know it. We're big fans.
Indeed. Amazing to meet you in the flesh.
Yeah, she did say that. Yeah. I heard her say that. Yeah,
No.
Anyway, and she's written in my book, May the Wizards Always Be Shining Lights in the Cave. And I'd like to think that we are shining a light of music in the cave our listeners' ear.
We are showing the light of music has been shone in the cave, in the cochlear. Okay.
Yeah.
So you heckled them.
I did heckle them. Well, funny that. I wanted to hear them play John the Revelator. But rather than shout out John the Revelator, which
seemed logical.
I shout out the first line of the song, because it's one of those songs that's sort of
it's a call and return.
Call and return. There you go. So I said, "What's John Ryden?"
Yeah.
"That's the Revelator," he said.
He did actually say that, but not before she'd said, "No, I don't think so."
That's true. Yeah.
"What's John Ryden?" "Oh, please no." We're knackered.
Well, I asked her afterwards, because I know that they do that song, or I thought I knew that they do that song, because I've got it on a bootleg. And she said that's the only time they've ever played it.
Really?
So they've only played it once.
When they came on and said, "We're going to play a song that none of us have played together before,"
yeah,
I thought it's probably going to be this one.
It could have been, yeah.
It wasn't, though. No, not at all. Okay. Any other songs that you think worth mentioning at this point?
Well, I'd highlight Caterpillars off the new album, which was the song about the woman who was struck by lightning, although that was very interesting. And the Owls. I didn't realise the Owls song was...
Oh, the Phil Spector one.
Was about Phil Spector.
Yeah.
How cool is that? And the Woodpecker song, of course, about the woman who smashed windows.
Yes, fantastic. And I think, actually, strangely enough, at least two of those have been videoed. We'll be on our YouTube channel to accompany this pod very, very shortly.
Very good.
And of course then, so the gig ended.
Yes.
And we felt we had to find out more from them, didn't we?
Of course. For
our listener. I accosted Renee.
Well,
And had an in-depth interview with her.
Oh, yeah.
Where I just got her to say, "I listened to the Trust With the podcast."
Well, she wanted to say that, didn't she, really?
She
didn't have to force her at all.
Not at all.
She wasn't force-fed, though.
No. And then
we gave her a gift.
We did. We gave her the second Trust With the podcast. The second, Trust the Wizards podcast coaster, one of the only two in existence, is now in the hands of Rennie Sparks.
Yeah.
First one obviously being in the hands of Chuck Prophet. And if we do another one, I mean, Bruce might be...
Bruce is the man. Might be lucky. If we get close enough.
Might be lucky.
Shove it in his pocket.
Just throw it.
Throw it on. He's bound to pick it up, isn't he?
Absolutely.
Bound to pick it up. And also, yeah, but they were very nice at the end, as they were last time when we saw them as well.
Mm.
Had a little chat with Brett, and you chatted with Rennie, and they wished us well. And I think people should go and see them on their UK tour.
Go and see the Hanson family.
Fantastic.
A fantastic night out. Intimate, big gig. Forget Swedish Oak Mafia.
Yeah.
Go and see the Hanson family.
Damn right.
Good night.
Good night indeed.
Whenever you're ready. Oh, that's all right. Well.
I'm Rennie Sparks and I listen to Trust the Wizards podcast.
Fantastic. Thank you. Very
fantastic.
Much.
Just a quiet chrome on old lady from the Crohn's, Wisconsin. She took a pinch of cocaine, but only for her nerves. All the things that hide inside all the pretty trees. At dusk she took a train, just a hammer in her bag. She went from town to town, old ladies smashing things that the pretty trees.